Alright, well, today we start Simin Yod, and today we finish Simin Yod. It's a short Simin, and it goes the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that Moshe Kibbutz Har Sinai, is that how it goes? Masar LeYeshua, Yeshua came Levim. So it starts with three things. One of them is having Mesunim Bedin. Mesunim Bedin means to be patient and diligent, not to rush a din. How does that stem with Al Tegam Gei Mitayim Alai? That Shinantam Levanecha, Yibishocha Adam Davav, someone asks you something, Al Tegam Gei Mitayim Alai, don't hesitate, answer right away. How does that fit with having the Suna Bidin? One is Din and one is Torah. We'll see that. I'll see that itself. Okay. Let's see Sif Aleph. Tzorach Adayin Elias Mosun Bidin. Adayin needs to be patient. Shalayafsi Kenu. You shouldn't pass in Ashiach Mitzenu until it becomes Chametz. Funny thing, until it becomes chametz. So the Racha Shulchan says, just like when you make a dough, you have to let it rise. If you make a challah dough or a kakosh dough. So you have to let it rise. You can't make the dough and then rush it into the oven. It doesn't come out good. That's like the pizza matzah Pesach. The pizza matzah Pesach is not a good dough. A good pizza dough is allowed to rise, but they're stuck. When they pay, they make it on junky dough, but nobody really cares because they're not tasting anything. They're just into the pizza. But a good dough, you let it rise, and then it becomes a good dough. It becomes a challah. Yeah, so
when the person can't say, I just want to tell you for a few hours. You go like that. Don't fix the sound.
Say it again?
You can't simply say, I only want the detail to be done in a few hours.
So you can't set a time for how long it'll take. You can't set. You have most Chayshim Mishpat things, when the Shaila is asked, the Dain or the Dayanim, whatever it may be, need time to come to a Psak.
Letting it rise sometimes in the left hand, right? Thou recently talked about Sipor, which is a different state between Mata and
No, Sar is something else. Sar chadai li esposa bedin shlo yafsekenu ach yachmitzenu v'yisav yitein bai. And you should discuss it with people. It's always good to have two ways to look at something. V'yiyah borrow like kishemesh until it becomes clear to him like the sun. That's pretty strong. Borrow like Hashemesh, the Sma Beis. He brings a Gemara in Sanhedrin Dav Zayin. Borrow like Hashemesh, Limdu Midiksiv, Beis David Dino La Baiker Mishpat, Ki Ba Baiker Levad Onim. Are we only judge in the morning? El Elias HaMishpat Borrow Ka Baiker. Now he only brings half of the Maimer Chazal. It says two things there. It says it should be Baruch HaBayker, and it says Imri L'Chachma Achaisi At. Medava Baruch L'Kachaischa Shiasuralach. So Ben Chananel there writes, and that's probably the way the Gra gets it from, he says in the Mishlei, that you have to mevare two things. You have to mevare the facts, and you have to mevare the din. So it has to be Baruch HaBayker, is the halacha you have to work out. And Ke'achaischa, you have not a fact, if it's Achaischa. Whatever the physical facts are. So the first one has to be clear to you, like your sister is your sister, that that's a physical fact. The Gemara Sanhedrin darshens this pasuk. Good question on the Gemara, but not on the Sma. The Sma brings the pasuk. But could be because that pasuk is talking about God showing rather than the Dayan maybe figuring it out. And the Shulchan Aruch says, "I got to be by Rav, and Kaif it's a place that I did. A kind of Sheikh Kerenu Eitei, Bein Ela Bein Atzmai. A person who passes things without clearing just pay the other bad. She borrowed like a shemesh, and he doesn't wait to clarify it. There is a shaita, rasha, v'gasruach. What's worse, shaita or rasha? And why would you be more upset? So called you shaita or rasha, right? But shaita is not the person's fault. The rasha is the person's fault.
You have not the
kana. You have
not
the kana. Shaita is such a rasha. It's unbelievable. Yeah, shaita is such a rasha. Is there a shaita? Could be. Okay, I don't know exactly the lumdis of Harry. It says to be a shaita, there's nothing wrong. To be kishaita, that is something wrong. Right. So for a normal person who's kishaita, I guess. So what it's saying is that you have to give it the time to make sure your first impression is not always the right impression. So it could be a case that somebody asks you if the day after Friday is Shabbos, you don't have to clear. But it depends what the Shabbos is. The Ramosh in a number of places writes that the chiyuv of a dayan is to spare no effort. Everybody, every generation calls its ability. But that a person has to put in all the amelis he could put in. He writes, I think, in the Hakdama to the first Igros Moshe, from where does he get the right to paskin for a rabbin? He says every generation has its own level of dayanis. But tonight, that the person puts in all his amelis, he doesn't spare any kaiches to try to be mevar whatever he could be mevar. Now, the kasha that it's a stira to vishinantam levanecha. So devshavanecha, the Gemara says, al tegamge v'tayvelai. A person should answer right away. And here it's saying, don't answer right away. So there's a letter of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in his lifetime didn't publish any divrei Torah, anything at all. So Sefer had a shita that you're not allowed to publish Divrei Torah unless it's Kulei L'Shem Shemayim. Because really, Devarim Sheval Peh, Yeter Rishai Lahalom Miksav. You're not allowed to, Torah Sheval Peh, you're really not allowed to write. Eitz L'Asis Hashem Efer Teresecha. So you have to be 100% Eitz L'Asis Hashem, and you're not permitted to otherwise to publish. So Sefer didn't publish anything in his lifetime. So Rav Nasi Gishtetner in Bnei Brak, who was a descendant of Chassam Sofer, when he published his first Sefer, so he had to farem for himself. So he has a long arichus in his introduction about why he's publishing, even though, you know, sometimes the Ben HaGutakashav Yashvach HaTeretz, like, you know, it's very hard to see exactly. I don't know. Could be, you know, Asher HaZaynish, when he published anonymously, it should be Lahagdol Shmai, so he published without putting his name in the Sefer. But they sold it from his house, so I'm not sure how that stems exactly. But so some Sefer, everything was published afterwards. The first thing they published, I believe, was the Tshuvas Yeredeia, because there's a long introduction called Pituchei Chaisam. It's really a kutshus unto itself, from the Chassam Sofer. And at the end, the Reb Shimon Sofer was, I believe, his son that published his Ksavim. He writes at the end, Acha Kosvi Kozois Mitzasi Michtav Yidei Kaidish Olavinu. He says, I found a letter from my father, Asher Kosvi Kibisnatzel. He wrote to excuse himself, Das ha-tshuvais ha-shaheshiv tamid bi'iyon nimratz ba'id ba'id. He wrote that very quickly. He got a shayla, he quickly wrote a tshuva, and he sent it out. And it doesn't stim what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. Here in Shulchan Aruch it says to be Moslem Medin. So he answers. Rav Sefer there writes that he brings drashas from Psukim, but basically he says that the first time someone learns something, someone goes to a sugya, he has to go through it with Misinus, and he writes this language of the Chasam Sofer that when he learns it the first time, Shnei Pirushim Einam Kisayim Zehaseh. The thing to go patiently and to do quickly are not a stira. Shneim Nisuah B'daiseyecha. B'beisayu B'chedrai. When he's sitting at home or in his room, Uba B'chedrai Midrashai or in his base medrash, Yayin Hativ. You should look into it slowly. V'ayamar Lahachlit Shum Svara. Rachyatz Yachmitz called Dividin. You should go through each din patiently. Until he gets it clear. Achakach, now when you get something clear, you store it in one of the rooms in your brain, you put it in the, like in a file cabinet in your brain, and then, then when somebody comes to ask, Al Yival, Al Yishtaimim, and you should answer right away. So this is how he explains Kechitzim Biyara Gibar came in the Anurim. Kechitzim Biyara Gibar, a chetz goes quickly. A gibar paskes quickly like a chetz. Came B'nei Hanurim. He says B'nei, is the product. The product of the younger years when he harvests on something and he stores away his knowledge. So it's basically what he says, that there are two things, there's being mevara the din and then being able to say the din. So this is a Chasam Sefer's letter. The son of the Chasam Sofer. It says Ben Moshe Sofer. That's what it says. I do want to point out, not exactly, Jesse. I want to point out the first Nesivis on Simen Yud. There is only one. The first Nesivis on Simen Yud. He says Chen L'Yinis of Aheter or Mitovim. He says the same thing is true. It's not only Chesh Mishpat. He says this is a veheter also, basa b'chalav, or mezuzah, or...
Not a shas.
It depends, you know, it used to be that chidushim and shas, people didn't say it unless it was emes. And now it's a style just to say and then figure out. It's not ideal, it's just that you read the sadiris. But when you explain something in learning, you're supposed to hurry and make sure it's true before you say it. Yeah. One in a thousand is quite okay, but you mean 90%. Let me first start with the subsequent. Let me just finish. But when I learned Yaradeya, it bothered me very much. It says it in Hilchus Kvod Rabbi. I'm not talking about making mistakes. As Kvod Rabbi, it says Asa LaHadam LaHayreis Lufnei Rabbi LeOilam. So what do I do? I'm promising in the base medrash, and a boy comes over to me and he asks me a shayla. What am I supposed to do? Tell him to ask Rafama.
No.
I should ask Rafama to do.
Can you say
it
says so and so in the Mishnah Berurah?
Okay, you can do that.
What?
Oh, so how many feet away? This is not going to help you. I'll tell you why. Because it says, now how far away? He says, Afilu de tilas rishus loy mahani. Have rishus. Rapab gave me a paper. It says, Yaira, Yaira. Told me to pass it. So he said, Afilu de tilas loy mahani. Toich sholish parsois. That's about, what's sholish parsois? That's a couple of miles. Imu rabbi, no, it says sholish parsois, imu rabbi moving. V'murachik v'rabbi yud beis mil, a mil is about 2/3 of a mile, so yud beis mil is about 8 miles. So, shalei adam dvar halacha b'derech mikra yachal ha'eshavloi. So it's very troubling. I mean, if it wouldn't work if everybody had to go to the Rebbe in the Beis Medrash. You have a big yeshiva and everyone's going to have to ask him every shaila. What? That's with Rishus. Yeah. Now I think the answer is the same thing that the Chassam Sofer is saying.
How they do it in the Midbar?
It was Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Yudai's Mill. That's where we learned it from. And he still set up Sarei Meyos. Well, he started off that way. They all came to him. Right? Then he set up. So I'm not sure exactly what the Gedarim are, but probably it is a difference that the Sam Sefer says. When it's a new Shiloh, you have to figure out from scratch. That's one level. Someone asks you, what bracha do you make on cornflakes? You know, like it's, you've been asked it. Every time there's a Erev Tavshilin, I get a call. This Thursday, I got a number of calls. It started with the words, I'm going to my son-in-law for Yom Tif. So as soon as he said that, I answered, you need an Erev Tavshilin anyway because your wife's lighting candles. All the shadows are, I'm going to my in-law, son-in-law, my son. Do I need to make an Erev Tavshilin? I don't play it to help with the cooking. So do I need? So as soon as the question started, so that it's not a halacha that you have to do b'vesinus every time. Now really, you're supposed to wait and hear the question. You're supposed to jump right away. It's really an impatience. You need to have tashings, you're lighting candles. Although it says just on the candle lighting itself, you don't make a bracha on there, tashim.
But what's the reason you're not to the rock? Is it uncovered to the rock?
It's Kilchus Kvayd Rabbi.
What's the topic? How easy it is and how familiar.
So probably Kvayd Rabbi is not the simple things. It's Kvayd Rabbi that the simple things don't go to him. Only the difficult things go to him. Not the things that you already know.
Is this to Rabbi and also son to father?
No, it's quite rabbi. It talks about if his father's a rabbi. It talks about it.
Right,
let's just stick with what it says here. It says what the Pischei Tshuva says. I am a Tshuva Shlus Yaakov. Roy, listen to what he says. L'chein Roy l'chol mishigil lahara shaloyer reshumay ra bilti iyun tchila b'sefer. She never passed anything without looking up in the sefer. Rabbi Seinu Heinein Asvarim Asher Dispashtu Beker of Yisrael. And this is a very odd thing. What do? I have an hour when people call. So half the questions are not necessarily Dvar Halacha. But every Halacha I have to put them on hold and look it up. I think it's the same thing as some sefer says. The things, I hope I'm not making a mistake. It seems that the things that seem to be things I've learned that are poshut. I could say I put it bechedrei meichai and I could pull it out, but in my imagination they're dvar pshutim. So that you answer it's something that's, I don't know, you know, yitziat d'shmaya. But it's just a shayach. I'm yeshiva till about 3:30 every day, between 3 and 3:30. And then for an hour I answer phone. It's, if I'm going to have to look up everything somebody asked me, it's not going to work. I don't know. So, and the most of them, they're not organ transplant questions. They're things around the house. So.
This Messinus would apply wherever you teach.
We're not talking about that now. Messinus applies to a lot of things. Talking to your wife also. But here we're talking about Paskei Halachas. It's true that there are other things with the Talmud. A person has to have a lot of Messinas. I've discovered as I get older, the answer to most problems in life is patience. The answer to most things, don't try to fix it. Let God fix it. You just be patient. Just don't mess up. Like when you're young, you tell God, I have my plan for Parnassah. Just don't mess me up. God, just stay out of the way. I have my plan. Once you get older, you say, listen, God, I'll stay out of the way. You take care of it. It's like part of the wisdom of the years. But anyway, I think it's as safe as you say. Without it here, you can't go through to anything. Without that, when you've tried to figure out a rule, you try to figure out a rule. So So you do it. It bothered me another thing. It says here also in Halacha. So this came up on when we were learning Rus by Boyaz. It came up. It says like this. This is Gemara. Tabachachem Shabbat Dvar Halacha. Tabachachem Paskin Halacha. But this is also an Hilchus Kvayt, the rabbi. The previous, the beginning of the Siman, this is the end of the Siman. The Rabbi says, Shabbat Dvar Halacha, but Dabra Hashayach Lididei. He said Halacha, some mistake to him. Im Omram Kayde Maisa Shaymalai. If he said it before, it was Negea to him, we listened to him. If Lav, if he only said it after he's Negea B'davar, ain't Shaymin Lai. That we don't. Dav Kishama Kaki Balti. If he says that's what I have a Kabbalah. Av Ava Dava Misvara, Umar Panam Lidvara, who near if he explains himself, then Shaymin Lai in all cases. But what does that mean? If they get him, I don't get it. If my wife asks me, you know, the milk is spoon and the flesh is apart, and I tell her something, if they get to me, what does it mean? Ain't shaymin lai. It's very odd. This is brought about Boyaz. Why Boyaz offered Toiv to play the Almighty to be able to do, because he wanted to pass him by Yavi v'loi me'avis. And he paskin that he has a Messiah, that's the Biskarov says. That he paskin that he has a Messiah that, well, Yavi v'loi me'avis. If it's a geya to him, they wouldn't listen to him. So he said, no, it's a geya to play the Almighty. And he went to the Sanhedrin before he offered it to play by the Almighty. He goes in to the Shariah, which is the Sanhedrin, and he paskin by Yavi v'loi me'avis, and he told play the Almighty, marry Rus. I mean, he said, no. He said, oh, now I'll do it. So it wasn't a gear to him. Now, in his heart, it really was a gear to him. But I guess, copy everybody, it wasn't a gear to him. What? He tricked him, not to do it. But the question is, what does it mean? A person that they get halacha is they get to him, he can't say halacha. I don't know what it means. It must be to be kaveya, like a new rule. Can't add the rule. Take the old rules and you're applying them, the things that you learned earlier. What? This is a rabbi. There's nobody argues here. What? Nobody argues on this. Yeah, but it's not arguing to Mechaber. It's not arguing, he's hearing. So it sounds like the safest rule is is the rule to go with. That there's a difference between things that you're making, you're saying a new chedishin, and things that are, and things that are established already that a person knows, that the other person doesn't necessarily know. So that's what it's talking about. What? Right, so that makes sense. So it's like, yeah, Tim, you're not going to be kaveya, new halacha l'dayris based on what he's doing. But what?
That's why he needed Sanhedrin?
That's why he needed, shouldn't be Negev to him when he passed it. That's why it wasn't, because Pelei Almighty was Kaidim to him. He said to Psak, Pelei Almighty, you can marry her. So then it was Negev to Pelei Almighty. And when he refused, then he took it. All right.
It's not because you're passing from your Rebbe. Something is, Mr. Burroughs says something. And you're saying, is that passing before your Rebbe? Like you think the
Tamedim
are asking you questions.
It's a fair Shemesh Tabura, you're
right.
Probably not. What happens if he asks the Shah, he said, Rebbe said, Sasach Sardin Kvayd Rabbah. It's a fair Shemesh Tabura.
Rabbi, here we talk about the Achim Mukheh or the accepted content?
Everybody. We're talking about everybody. Anybody who's a Giyah Lahira, whether he's passing Bi Yachim. Anybody who's paskening, right? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, "Hey, Mar Mushloshin Zvarim," and one of them is having Masuna Bidin. It's going anybody who's paskening Halach, I think. Now, Siv Beis follows. Call me Shavali Yadei Din. Now, listen to this: somebody who didn't came in front of him, Uvidameyu the Din Acher Shavali Yadei Kvar, is comparing it to something else. Obviously, not perfectly identical. He's comparing it. Comparing it means he says it's similar to something that came before. upaskai, and he paskai based on his being medama davar ledavar. V'yeshimai be'ir gadol mimenu b'chachma, v'enin nimlachbai, and the gadol mimenu b'chachma, he doesn't ask him. That's also very hard. You're comparing two things, so you have to talk to somebody. If not, you leave by Gaspahira. What's it talking about? So to Sma says, Medama Ladin, Dalit, Dirach Afal Pisha Din Kvar Shoel as Piachacham. He says what we're talking about, something that I myself worked out to din, and that I'm a damit, I know where it comes from, and I could be a damit. If he asked the piyach chacham, and he got a psak from him, and now he's being medama, maybe the chacham doesn't mean the in this case also. So it's limiting it. The ktsais on the bottom says a similar thing. There's one ktsais of Simon Yud. He brings two. It's hard to see the difference between the two versions. He says, "Midameludin ayim bach shikasev shnei pirushim lepirush ator haynu kvar shalas rabbi yoseidin." Doesn't mean you're comparing it to something you worked out. It means you asked your rebbe that din previously. Vakach shabal lefonav zehadin mamish tzach lazav alishlas rabbi. If the din comes, doesn't mean word for word the din, it means a similar din. You have to ask every time. Like Kyain, Pirisharim of Farshim. So his pshat is he asked your rabbi, and you have to ask him again. Like Pirisharim of Farshim, Alabari Bidin, Shahayala Yediya Svaras Rabbi. If you heard it from your rabbi, you could do it. If he knew Svaras Rabbi, Basham the fun of Din Acharu Bidabeu Loise Din Hayedua. To hear this chiddush, because you're not going on a psak of your rabbi, you're going on svaras rabbi. So there you have to ask him if that's what he meant. But clearly both pshatim don't apply when a person is miyageya himself, and he's mevar halacha. That if he's mevar it, that he could be medam and also, just like he was mevar it in the first place. Yeah, it doesn't go off and do things, but... What?
How does Shimush work at
all? Shimush?
Yeah, it's good to say, it's very rabbi. It's Shimush. To learn how to pass him. Right? See how you pass
him. Yeah, but then you go off on your own.
Right, okay.
But not in front of your rabbi, I guess what I mean. What it's saying here is you go off on your own, but if you cause that you're in front of your rabbi, you still have to go to him. Except that some sefer makes this chilik of something you were mevar and something new, but I think that's what it means. Shimush is that you hear the shavas that as they come up. It's later you have a right to pass on your own. You go for it. Say again. You see, so really the Gemara, it's Yerushalmi, I think, but Tosfos brings it, that it says, Ein lemeidim loy b'teich halacha, v'loy b'teich ma'isa, ela b'teich halacha l'ma'isa. Now, of course, if the Talmud figures it out on his own, you don't understand. But it says you can't paskin not from a dvar halacha, and not from a ma'isa, but only from a halacha that was said halacha l'ma'isa. I mentioned everyone here probably knows my thing with Rav Moshe with facing Mizrach by Kiddush Levana. I saw Rav Moshe dozens of times going out to do Kiddush Levana. I used to daven in his house. I went to my grandmother, so I davened Mechamar of Shabbos in his house, and he went out to do Kiddush Levana. And the way the buildings were set up, the projects, there were three towers. Each tower had 20 floors of apartments, 21 floors. 20 floors, each floor was 10. That's 600. And three towers, 600 obviously had 1,800 apartments. And then on the other side there were three towers, 3,600 apartments. And in the middle was a big playground and benches and a place to sit. So Rabbi Yishu would go out to the backyard. Now front of his house, and you know his house is by the East River. So Rabbi Yishu would go out to the backyard And then he would turn around to say Kiddush Levana every time. Like, it was very clear. Like, everyone was behind him. He walked and he turned around. So he was facing the East River. I realized he's facing Mizrach. So outside here, when I went out for Kiddush Levana, I always said I faced Mizrach. So once I had a guest from the Lower East Side for Shabbos, so I told him, Ramesh was makpid to face Mizrach, so I always face Mizrach. So this guest from the Lower East Side, so a couple weeks later, he's eating Barab David. He said, no, Ramesh told me Ramesh was makpid to face Mizrach by Kiddush Levana. So Barab David tells him, what are you talking about? He faced south. He said, what are you talking about? He says, he always went out of MTJ. Now, Reb David didn't daven in the house with him, he davened Yeshiva with him. And he faced the building. Now, if you remember MTJ, the Arun is Mizrach, towards the East River. And when you're front of the building, so he said, he always faced the building, that's south. So he said, what kind of meaning is that to face south? So he said, Reb Maisha was always afraid that somebody would walk in front of him while he's saying a bracha, with a tefach b'sha'erva, an uncovered part of the body, and I'll make a bracha, Kabbalah Yenav. So he always faced the building when he made a bracha. So what I saw was Reb Moshe deliberately turning around, not to face Mizrach, but to face the building. Reb David said he faced south because he faced the building. So Reb David said, so when I heard that from him, and I was doing this already for 15 years, so I said, oh, that's what Chazal mean. Ein lemeid in loy mitech halecha. Loy mitech ma'isa. I saw the ma'isa all the time. You can never know what the cheshbon is. Everything Rabbi should do was a cheshbon, but it was a different cheshbon than I thought. So it's a perfect example of. Whatever I do, but I'm not makpid anymore. I'll put it that way. Okay, Siv Gimel. Rav Moshe does have a clair in a tshuva. He says the chiv is to be amal b'chal kaychay. That before you pass galad, you amal b'chal kaychay. He does clair if before you offer a pshara, you're supposed to be amal b'chal kaychay. And then, if you don't have a maskan, offer a pshara. Or whether a person should offer a pshara right away, before he works hard on the Shailah. He brings a Taisus to Sanhedrin, and he basically says, it's always a mitzvah of fasher, even before you put in your kaiches. You're not allowed to make a pshara. You see the way the din goes. But he says, Sagamara says, a mitzvah of fasher, and some say a lashon of chiyuv of fasher. He says, before your amel, it's a mitzvah of fasher. After the amel, he said, you can't come to maskan, you have no choice, you have a chiyuv to make some sort of pshara. Okay, Siv Gimel. Ki rabim chalolim hipilu. Hipila is a tabachacham shaloi higia lahira umayra. Somebody is loi higia lahira and he paskins. So chalolim are corpses. He causes a lot of death, so to speak. Vatsumim kol harugea. And the powerful ones are the murderers. Zeshi higia lahira ve'eda mayra. So it's very, very hard to know what's called the Gia Lahira. The Nechama is the Amal Shailas, are things that are Mufurashim. V'hu Shia Hadar Tzarechlei. Ava Yada Shia Sham Roi Lahira. But if you know, somebody else can pass the Shaila. Umei Neya Atzmei Behera. He says, don't ask me. Harizem Meshumach. Chamdei Atzmei Bin Adin. Somebody who stays away from Dinei Torah. It's a good idea. Yeah, it's a good idea to stay away from Dinei Torah, unless a person is in a unique place where you can make shalom. I guess that would be the exception. A Siv Dalid, Yeh Beinei Adayin Din Shal Pruta Kedin Shal Meyamana. Okay, this is I think a famous halacha that they teach you from when you're a child. That by in halacha, the din of a pruta is kakotin kagadol tishmon, that is supposed to be equal to a person in his hanhaga, the din of meyamana, like din of a pruta. Gemara says lamaynaf kabina, lamay hilchasa. The Gemara says la'agdume, that you can't say, listen, the Torah the pruta, the Torah meyamana, I'll do the meyamana first. After all, it's more urgent. So now the din of a pruta comes first. Now I saw an interesting the Chuvus Erech Shai. I'll tell you his question. His answer is more. His question is that someone comes in front of you with a din Torah and a pruta. So you're ready to pass it. Then Meyamana comes in. You go pruta first. So he says, Pshita, imav yirala mitzvahs. You're not allowed to pass over one mitzvah to get to another mitzvah. He answers, this is a chiddush to me, he said, imav yirala mitzvahs is only when you have two different mitzvahs. You have talis and tefillin. So you're not supposed to put the tefillin before the talis. You have to put your hand over the tefillin to get to the talis because you're being mavrala mitzvah. So once one comes to your hand, you don't put it away to do a different mitzvah. I guess the old shalyana shalraish are different. It says the same thing, every mitzvah is shalyana shalraish, you make sure to take the shalyad first. It's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah says, where do you put your shalraish, on the right or on the left? How are you taught? Shaul, where do you put yours? On the right also? It's interesting because, what? So the Mishnah Berurah says to do the other way, to put the shoraisha on the left. It doesn't matter that much. You just have to know what you're doing. Mishnah Berurah says on the left. On Fridays, right down by the Sfardim, I take off my Rashi tefillin to put on my Rebbeinu Tam tefillin. So there's a fellow who sits near me. He always rolls up my tefillin for me. He's a nice guy, and maybe he's a little bored during the davening. So he always rolls up my tefillin. I have to remember Sunday morning, he always puts my shalraish on the left and my shalyad on the right. He always does it the opposite. So if he's not looking, I switch it to b'shas ma'is. I don't have to feel bad. But otherwise, you have to remember to do it the other way. So I thought the Sfaradim would do it that way. Maybe just he does it that way. But so the Erech Shai says, Eim Avir HaMitzvahs is only two different mitzvahs. I don't know if ever. That you should be by the first candle.
Right.
So what's the answer? I don't know. You're right, but the candles, it says to position your hand by the. I'll tell you where it's the gear to us. We lane from the small sefer on Shabbos Mincha. In order to take the small sefer Torah, you have to put your hand over the big sefer Torah to go to the small one. So I was wondering if that's Eim Avir Ala Mitzvah saw that. You're allowed to pierce directly over one sefer to get another one. So when I was Seimachad, there's a tshuva in Rabbi Yashiv, amazing tshuva. He says, Sefer Torah Noah, if all the Sefer Torah Kashem, what is a nice ksav? He says, it's not hinder mitzvah to lay from the one that's a nice ksav. Because laying, the mitzvah is the Divrei Torah. He shouldn't go 3 days without Divrei Torah. The lady is did in the Divrei Torah. That is the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah has to be kosher. But once it's kosher, he said, why? Either the Gemara says Sefer Torah no. Grekev Aveu Sefer Torah no. That's for the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Then you should do Ksiva Sefer Torah with a nice Sefer Torah. But as far as the Sefer Torah itself, it's the Hesher to the mitzvah. It's not the Gufa mitzvah. It's just a way to be able to lay. But it's not. So tefillin that. Tefillin, he says, the tefillin is the mitzvah. And he's mechalik. It's a chiddush. So I felt that maybe there's no way mavirin ala mitzvah. It's not the guf of the Sefer Torah. It's the hechsher. That's what I thought. But according to Erech Shai, they're all the same. It would be good. But the kasha is good from their Chanukah. I don't know. Anyway, it's a nice call. He happens to say it here, but it's La Davka. Now he writes there.
In general, why is Mavirin Alamitzu?
Why is it?
Why is it Mavirin Alamitzu? Just putting your hand in.
So you have to know which one you're putting your hand into. So that's why you always have to put it in the same side. Otherwise, you're going to pull out the wrong one. it's not really Mavir. The lashon they use is your hand shouldn't pass over one. But it's not passing over. Right. So if you know which, not a problem. Problem is when you take out the wrong one, then you have a problem. People come to me with Yishol Rosh occasionally. They say, what do I do now? I tell them, scratch your hair. Scratch his hair. I said, now you got to put it down and go wash your hands. So go wash your hands. So I do. So what do you do? You can't put on your Yishol Rosh first. But Mavirin, you're right. As long as you're consistent, it doesn't matter which one you do. Just if you're not consistent, then you're going to pull out the wrong one. That's all. I agree with you. I don't know. Nevertheless, the lashon it says in halacha is taka lashon of. When you unzipper, so it should depend which way the zipper goes. But you have to finish the zipper. You can't take it out. So it goes to the end of the zipper. Okay, I don't know what. Shulchan Aruch, it says don't take out the Yishol Rosh first. By talis and tefillin, it says lamaisa. If you took out your tefillin before your talis, you should put in your tefillin first. That's what it says. But Yishol Rosh, you have a problem with the brachas, so you really can't do it. But, so the one that's in front of you first, you have to judge first.
No, but I'm saying somebody comes to you for din tar. Gala says, try to avoid din tar. Then she gives to somebody else. Then somebody else will be done. Why should you do that? You should take Mitzvah came to you.
I'm not sure what the question is. A Mitzvah came to me and did pruta. Someone's been kaveh la'alacha. He's sitting and he's paskening. So because someone comes in with a din pruta. So... Oh.
So you go, why should you avoid being done? It's a mitzvah. If somebody wants to be done, why should you avoid it?
The question is, why in Sif Gimel, it's said to be Meneas, by Menadin, is a good idea. It's a mitzvah to Paskin.
Yeah.
Mitzvah to Paskin. So, I don't know. It sounds like the mitzvah to Paskin goes along with the mitzvah to learn, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's the advice I think we could all appreciate, and what's interesting is on this Gemara. By the way, it sounds like, tell me if I'm right, if there are two Avedas, one is an Aveda worth a Pruta, and one's worth Meyamana. Could you say, I'll be Isaac and Meyamana first? More important? Sounds like you could. Sounds like over here, you would be allowed to do Meyamana before Pruta. Except it says kagol tishmon. So it sounds like be'etzem, it's not such a big problem. I'll tell you, there's a radvaz. The Gemara says if two camels come to the same pass and only one can pass, so the loaded camel goes ahead of the camel that's not loaded. Why does the loaded camel go ahead of one's not loaded? Both people have to get through. So it's not about the Miri. Miri the Gemara says, we learn from here that when you have two people and you have a Shail of Kadima, you mag them the one for whom it's more difficult to wait. The one that's loaded, if one is closer to his destination, they're both loaded equally. One's closer to his destination and one's further. Who should go first? The Gemara said the further. For him it's more difficult to wait. He's got a very long trip. The closer, he's already almost home. So what? No, for the owner, we're talking about, it's not talking, it's interesting, it's not talking about Tzara Behemah. It's talking which person has a right to go through first. When Ben-Gurion came to the Chazaynish, he told him, you know, there's a conflict between the Frum community and that Frum community. So the Chazaynish told him, if two camels are going, one's loaded, one's not loaded, the not loaded gives place to the loaded. He said, we're coming with a couple of thousand years of Messiah, and you're coming with a new movement, you gotta move out of the way for us. And whether that convinced him or not, I'm not sure. But he told him this Gemara. But the point is that the Miri seems to learn from there that outside of halacha, it makes sense to do things that have to do with kedima. It sounds like if someone has a car service, and there are two people, one person has a lot of bundles, one person doesn't. So is there a din if you're online, you have to give the person who's first online? You have a store, people are online. There's a halacha, you have to... What?
The mevater.
The mevater. Okay, but let's say they're both not mevater, or they're both are mevater. What? I don't know. Look, it's a nice thing to do what? When they're customers? If one person is buying a lollipop and one person spending $1,000, you want the one who spends $1,000 to come back. You want to give him... Elal lets the frequent flyers go on the plane first. Is that kedim or not kedim? What? They're paying. So the people are waiting online at my store. One person is buying one Danish, and the other person is buying for a whole Kiddush. So I want to let the person with the Kiddush go first. He says, I'm first. What? Dayanim is different, I'm saying. So by Dayanim, I understand, but it's only Dayanim. It's not, it's that.
The lady with one item could be having two children left there by herself, but she had to run home.
But didn't you
run home? Well, it wasn't ready to learn.
Could be. I don't know. The question is whether there's a din kedima on sort of on the ordinary things in life. I don't know. I don't know if there's such a thing. Someone had said that Rav Sol Salant has something on it in Kaich Meyar, but on being first come, first served, but I couldn't find it. It was taken to Kaich Meyar Ayin Beis. There's no Ayin Beis. I don't know. Page Ayin Beis, and I couldn't figure it out. I'd love to see. If there's such a thing. See, the Gemara says tzedek tzedek tirdef. It says about by Bezdin, it says to go first. There's a lot of tzedek tzedek tirdef. You do what's right. What's right is there's such a concept of kedima. But whether it's a halacha or not a halacha, it's very, very challenging to know. I mean, this is the end of Simin Yud. What I wanted to do, the few minutes that remain, Simin Tess was Yoni Shaychad. There's a very controversial Chazaynish on Shaychad that I had mentioned briefly. The Chazaynish is Ma'irer. It's in Emunah B'Tochen, which Artscroll recently translated into English. We're going to make it a little more popular. But because the Hebrew is a very difficult Hebrew, the Chazaynish is Hebrew. The Emperik Yimel Islamin. The Chazaynish writes, "Ein hasharas hasheichad meklal hamishpatim, ela meklal hachukim." He said an interesting thing. He says that a dayan taking a bribe and saying he'll change the din, it's a chayk. It's not a logical thing. What do you mean it's not a logical thing? He says, "Harei lo yasur teira hira la'atzmai." Teira didn't say a tavachach can't pass it for himself. Adam roi treifa la'atzmai. A person has a whole big animal, he shefted, as a shail of treifas. Afim hudal, even as a poor man, chachayev tuluyim bay. V'hu moira, b'cham shavah lava pesach, v'chush gadol. He can pass it on a lot of money, and it's like, yeah, to him. So, u'kshiyara leheter, v'echad ha'nir gonim yahar rachra, ki hirsin, b'mayinai, hatasai. So he'll complain, have some money, hatasai. The fact he's going to lose money, he made him make a mistake. Harry's demin, I'm a haranacha rabbi. So I don't know the words he says, it's a fascinating idea. He writes that someone who's a gi'a la'irah, but such a person, it's menachukim. What he seems to say is that it's like, istako be'raisa bari alma. And he says a sheikh in inyim miyuchad. It's one of the. It's a specific thing. Mekar sheikh in aginuyes b'muchlin. A disgusting thing to take sheikhad. And he says, The Torah gave Shechad the ability to blind people. It's a very difficult what? Torah gives the reasons. He says that reason is not a logical reason, it's a chayk reason. That since the Torah is talking about the Bari Alma, such a mitzvah is that if you take Shechad, it's going to be a ma'arei chachamim. For a raya, the Shechad could be $1,000, you could have a shayla for $20,000 as they had to you, and it's just a v'heter, and a person paskins. So I don't know, it's a very confusing thing. There are a few places where there are difficulty. It says, Eimashivin melech v'kayin gadol in the Sanhedrin, the paskins, on Ibr Shana. A king and a Kohen Gadol can't be on the Bezdin that passes whether to make an Ibiyar. Why? Remember why? Why they gave it over? The king gets, he loses a month's, his annual tax, now he has to wait an extra month. And the Kohen Gadol, he doesn't want it to be cold when he walks on the floor in Yom Kippur. So there are chashur, it seems not Shtemet Chazainish. That's not Shaychad. And there it sounds like the Kohen Gadol is chashud, and he won't purposely do it, but it means that in the back of his mind, it's going to bother him. That, what?
Who says the Kohen Gadol and the Melech is a deraisa? Maybe it's not.
Rabbanan came and they said, because there were chayshish, they'll really be the Gabbadomer? Because there'll be a lot that they're the Gabbadomer. I don't know. Gemara sounds like, Gemara just says, Eib Yeshivin. Now she says, the Gemara said, Mishum Tzina. What?
The Melech more than the Koyah. Losing a month of tax is a big deal for running a
losing a month of taxes is a big deal. Yeah, just raise the taxes. Omani has to approve, but.
That you should take his case first. Not to talk about. Is that also something?
She had to go ahead of the line.
Right.
Very interesting question. I don't know. Is it Shaykha to get to that or what? So actually, it says later in Simit HaZvav that there is a certain Sedek Dima for everything, and it goes to Dine Taira also. It does say in Simit HaZvav that we're Magdim Tamachachim Lam Haaretz. It does say such a thing that he has Kedima. And so I don't know, I go to a Ksiva Sefer Torah and they want to put me ahead of, there are people waiting online. So I never feel comfortable taking ice and waiting. Depends how long the line is. But so I don't know, if they're doing Ksiva Tamachach, I'm definitely uncomfortable. Doing Ksiva Rav, I am a Rav, whether I'm Tamachach or that, but it's very, very, very difficult to know, is it the right thing or the wrong thing? I don't know. What?
Ribbis
is of course a chayk. Yeah, it's not logical. Ribbis for sure a chayk. But so I don't know. I don't know exactly what to do. There is a pachad Yitzchak in Chagashvuhis on the Chazenish. What he basically says is that Dayanim have a special siyata d'shraya. It's known that Sab Sefer was able to tell of a shayel. Was asking Shaila if it was Lamaisa. We just made up a Shaila and he asked. He was able to tell if he had that Siyata Dishmayo or that. It's a Pel, he's a Tshuva Nemeshiv Dover. Tamachachim died and he left Savim. So he wrote in his will, only publish the Chidushei Torah that I have. Because Chidushei Torah is in the Sugya, I worked on it. The Shas Tshuvas, I wasn't in the Sugya. I had to answer, I answered. So the Tzava, they should bury his Shas Tshuvas with him, and the Chidushin, they could publish. And they asked the Tziv what to do. The Tziv said just the opposite. When a person paskins, he has a special Siyata D'Shmaya, and those you should publish. And the Chesha Mishpa wants that. So they asked, but what about, are you allowed to now listen to your father? So listen to what he says. It says, Mimidbar Matana, the Ritera like a Midbar. When you amel in it, the Torah nasa shalai, it becomes his Torah. So when a person is amel in Torah, in the beginning it can be in bar, which is hefkel hakoel, and then it becomes Torah shalai. So if it's his Torah, he has a right to say what to do with it. So the Tziv writes, no, the Torah is not really his. He has the Tevas Hanah of the Torah. He could say, I want to teach it to him and not to him. I want to share it with him and not with him. But to bury it, he says that he has no right. It's not, it's not his. See, Paskin to publish it and to not listen to the Tzava. So the Pachad Yitzchak writes about this Chazainish that there's certain Siyata Dishmaya, and someone takes Shaychad loses the Siyata Dishmaya. Without Siyata Dishmaya, it's bad news. It's very, 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 very hard to be Ayman on Dvar Halach. Okay, we have Siman Yud Aleph remaining. Next Sunday, I plan to be have a wedding in Eretz Yisrael. So I plan to be in Eretz Yisrael, assuming the president doesn't stop my flight. I hope to be there. So we have two movies for this Siman Yud Aleph, and that will bring us to Hilchos Pshara, Siman Yud Beis, for next year. There's a session.